saw a Jet thing with Jet Beat that we had.
Yeah.
But the sugar barrel was
interesting.
Yeah. Now you had some. You're talking about the kitchen, all right? You had a sugar barrel in there.
Yeah, sugar barrel.
And I know
we keep our flowers in. That old safe had a top and a bottom, and it sat out on the porch before we had ice, you know, to keep things cool. And we children come from school and go there to get us something to eat.
You had a whale house.
Oh, yes, we had a whale.
Had a whale house?
Yeah, and it was,
because
it had a cover over it, but you had to go down those back steps.
Well, I saw that when I used to go there. Well, that was 30, well, the summer that I took you over there so much.
I guess it was still there for all I know.
When I first married, the first year I was married, when I ran back and forth, that's when I remember.
Had a whale.
Anyway,
well, I hope you enjoyed it.
Gee, Dorothy, you might hire to the university.
If I'd remembered desperately in a hurry, something
well,
told me.
I'm sorry, I'm much looking for you. Dave, what did he do with that farmer suit yesterday?
Wore it last night up to Marriott.
To what?
Uptown, to the kickoff meeting for the Senate. It had 3,500 people up there. I went there and took and some of them done upstairs, but the...
Did you have to wear something to you?
No, I just wore a pantsuit.
He just had to be a farmer.
They all were. Uh-huh. But he had a really good looking red and white plaid shirt that I found.
Good. Would you have to tell me about that?
Bye bye.
I'll call you. She's a scientist.
She keeps going too.
She's a scientist, but she's smart as she can be. Smart. It's her son's too with the. In the senior class at Georgia Tech, and one's already gotten through to university in law and all, and he's in a bank in Atlanta, married this year.
Mm-hmm.
She had three sons and one girl, and the little girl's up at, she's not little anymore, she's up at Sweetbriar in Virginia. So.
Well, just could you briefly once again describe your living room and things like that?
Well, I never
did get... Try to remember the little things that she may have reminded you of. And what you call different things inside it?
Well, I told you about that table.
Uh-huh.
That I had forgotten that was the same one that my husband, his father, had made for him when he went to practicing law. Had it made on the own place there. And it stayed there until, I reckon it stayed there always. I think it's still there. It was upstairs, though, in my stair hall upstairs when she got it and had it redone. She wanted it and took it over to Newland and had it redone. And I don't know what she's doing with that now, but at any rate, it was the one. And I reminded her, she's got it in her living room now on one side of it. And I reminded her that she could have it. But she couldn't dispose of it that I wanted kept in the family. Because she's a great hand to want this and then something else and something else. And I said, well, now here, you can have that table. But not to dispose of except in the family. So I have to watch out whether she'll take another notion and have. I was looking over this, what else I had in here that might tell you something.
Well, what about the. I was wanting to get the inside of your house first and the different furniture and things like that. That you had?
It was so ordinary, I can't think. We had just about what everybody had. We had a nice suit up in the girls' room that matched, I think, and other places sometimes it didn't match. The dresser and bed and chairs. Now, I tell you one thing of interest. In that children's room next to my father and mother's, my grandmother would come over sometime and spend several weeks, and she would always have to bring her feather bed. So that was after we had automobiles, and my dad would go far, but we children couldn't go because Granny would sit with him, and that back had to be filled with the feather bed.